on Denver from the Memorex version, but if you're at the Murphy Theater this Saturday night for the Brothers and Company variety show, you might hear it live and in person. On that note, it is a great pleasure to welcome one of the brothers and a man of many talents. We're going to find out just exactly how many. He's Jerry Deere. Jerry, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Nikki.
You are here today with our development director, Luke Dennis, because, and welcome, Luke.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We're up to a little fun between actually three entities, WISO, Brothers and Company, and the Murphy Theater. And Luke, if you want to give us an overview of what is happening this Saturday night in Wilmington.
Sure. Just very briefly, there is a fundraiser this Saturday night at 7:30 at the historic Murphy Theater in downtown Wilmington, and it's a fundraiser for WISO and the Murphy Theater, and the entertainment is the Brothers and Company variety show.
Which brings us to Jerry Deere, who I love, by the way. It's like Jerry Deere. It's like a term of endearment. Jerry Deere.
Yes, I've heard that before.
And you're involved with your brother and another pair of brothers, and together you are Brothers and Company. Tell us a little bit about how this endeavor all began.
Well, the music started with my brother and my two uncles on my mother's side. They were avid musicians. None of us can read music, so we just all started playing together. My two uncles have since passed away, and my cousin and a friend of the family joined in. At that point, we were originally just a bluegrass band. We didn't sing. All we did was play instrumentals. And to me, all the songs sounded exactly alike, which was kind of hard. But by the time we got into it, we discovered we could sing. The next thing you know, we were reproducing the Statler Brothers, and almost dead on. And so we decided, well, we don't want to do that. We really like the Statler Brothers, but it needs to be our own sound. And so we started reworking this stuff. And because we have other talents in the group, we didn't want to just stay with music. And we ended up adding the variety pieces. We have magic. We have bullwhip acts. We have Wild West stuff. I mean, it's a mixture of things. Really bad jokes. It's really classic.
But I love it. It morphed into a real show, like with an arc and people coming in and out and different facts. It has a little bit of Riders in the Sky, a little bit of Prairie Home Companion, but really kind of a unique and original offering.
It very much is. It goes back to the old days of the Grand Ole Opry, when it was a true variety show, when you had more than just a guy in blue jeans and a t-shirt playing music. You had a lot of variety. The guys were very well dressed. T-shirts were not allowed. You had a shirt and tie.
I like a good stage dress.
It's a very good stage dress. And if you look at our shows and you look at the pictures, you see the brothersandcompany.com, you'll see our uniforms, which I'm wearing a shirt of now.
Very sharp
looks
shirt.
Looks great on radio, too, I got to say. But we did these as sort of a tribute to our family musical history, which goes back to the turn of the century with my grandfather and his brothers. So it all got sort of passed around, and we kept that look. And we wanted to have a particular look and feel that a lot of shows don't have anymore.
So this is a collaborative effort to raise money for the historic Murphy Theater in Wilmington, which
yes.
is they're doing some really, really great work there, but also a benefit for WISO. And this is the second time that we've worked together with you. And I think this could have a lot of fun. The first time it wasn't at the Murphy, though. It was
Cedarville Opera House. It was November of 2010, and we did a similar show. It was a little bit different at that point. But YSO jumped in, and we had a really, really nice show.
Yeah, they are beautiful. We are just rich in like opera house style venues in this particular corner of Ohio.
It's funny you say that, because the very first time we did the Brothers and Company as a variety show was in 2000, when we did a fundraiser for the Jamestown Opera House. We raised several thousand dollars to put the roof on it. It had been reopened. And it was closed up for 67 years. Nobody would ever been in the top of it. The bottom was being used for offices. But now it is up and functional. And my parents and my family had a lot to do with that. So we went back in and got to do a show in there.
I think at the Baum Opera House in Miamisburg, of course, just up the street, the Clifton Opera House.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a lovely natural partnership that, we keep WISO going. We keep the arts going in small venues.
We're trying.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Luke Dennis, our development director. You were born and raised in Wilmington, so you've been to the Murphy Theater.
Hundreds of times.
Hundreds.
I grew up a few blocks from there. I saw movies there when they played movies there.
Oh, nice.
I played Wilbur the Pig and Charlotte's Web there.
What was your favorite thing to do there, Luke? Careful now.
That's my cue. I got married on the stage of the Murphy Theater on July 5th, 2003.
Good, you didn't
another plug.
Before.
There you go.
Yeah, really. So my anniversary is coming up, and you can write a card to my wife. But it was it's a beautiful theater. It's in the heart of downtown Wilmington. It's when you walk in, you're transported to another place. Everything is ornate gilt and velvet seats. And for people who grew up in Wilmington, everyone has a Murphy Theater memory. And I hope that all of them will come out and see this show. The theater needs people in it.
Yeah. And if you have never been, this is a beautiful chance to do it. And it's family fun. It's good time. It's good natured. It's music. It's jokes. It's
bad jokes.
Bad jokes. You actually you mentioned that there's a bad joke that was so bad you're not
you
even
going
to
tell.
Well,
nothing like being put on the spot. I'm missing three of the other guys here, you know.
But this joke is so bad it didn't even make the show.
Well, it's actually in every other show. And this show we're actually doing like the original stage shows, and we've been doing this the last few, where we have live commercials. We have live sponsors who've paid to be on the show. And we actually read them in before a mic with, you know, the hearing thing. It's a Gary Owens kind of thing.
You put your hand up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this particular one was going to confuse that because it's not a real commercial. But here's sort of how it goes. This show is brought to you tonight by Charlie's Meats. Ladies, when you're trying to feed your family the finest in meats, cold cuts, and other fine foods, Charlie's Meats is where to go. We're on the corner of 3rd, 2nd, and 4th Street in beautiful downtown Wilmington. Charlie's Meats. And we get into this little back and forth between me and the other guy where they decide to tell us that this week at Charlie's Meats, we have groundhog meat for $1.39 a pound. That's Charlie's Meats, and I interrupt him. Excuse me? Read that copy again? Groundhog meat. No, that's not right. One more time. Ground,
hog meat.
I get it. An amendment to our previous commercial, that should be ground hog meat. And that's Charlie's Meats, where if it's beef, we've got it. If it's fish, we've got it. If it's fowl, we've had it too long. And
ba-dum-ching, yeah.
And now we just drove off half the audience that was going to come.
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's Brothers and Company Variety Show at the Murphy Theater this Saturday night. What time does the show start there?
Show starts at 7:30. Uh-huh. We will have some things going on right before the show. We should be out and available for talking and everything like that. We will be until 9:30. There's a 15-minute intermission in the show. There's concessions, refreshments, the whole thing.
So the whole nine yards. If you'd like more information on getting tickets and being a part of this cool event to support two very cool entities and be very nicely entertained, you can find out more at Jerry's site, which is thebrothersvarietyshow.com.
That's right.
Go there. That's all the words together, thebrothersvarietyshow.com. And speaking of variety, you know how to break the sound barrier.
I do. I originally got my start in entertainment as a bullwhip artist.
A bullwhip artist. And I would like to know, how does that happen? Like, hey, Dad, I know Bobby's good with guitar lessons. I want whip lessons.
Well, I kind of, my brother and sister were much older. I spent a lot of time alone on our farm and decided one day that I had been watching a movie called Don Q, Son of Zorro. It's an old 1925.
Oh, sweet.
It was the very first sequel ever made. And I decided I could do anything with a whip that Douglas Fairbanks could do, so I went out there and tried it. And after beating myself about half goofy, my uncle had been watching, and he's like, you know, come on, we need to show you how to do that. This was back in the early 80s, and by the time I was in college later on, I was teaching people how to use it. And then from there to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, doing shows like that. And I wanted to comment on that too, because I've performed in just about every type of theater, and the Murphy is my favorite.
Oh,
above all, even my own opera house. I would love to have Jamestown Opera House mimic what they've done there, because it's such a beautiful place. And for a performer, there's nothing better than standing on that stage and seeing people really light up and have a good time. And we really would love it if everybody would come down and see this thing. And I realize we're not well known around here because we don't perform a lot locally. But if you really want a good night for less than the cost of going to a movie, this is it.
More information for you at thebrothersvarietyshow.com. There's information at our website, isn't there, Luke?
Yes, there is, and on the Murphy website.
So any number of spigots to go, get the information and connect yourself to a pretty cool family fun evening of music and showmanship, and all with nice clothing.
We're going to be very spotly dressed.
You guys got nudie suits?
Nudie suits? I'm not sure I know what that is.
Oh, no. See, now, I always thought it was a little bit of a naughty thing. No, there's a guy by the name of Nudie. He's out of Nashville, Tennessee, and he sews. You think of who was Dolly Parton's first partner?
Oh, with the Porter Wagner.
Porter Wagner.
The guys keep pestering me for those. And, you know, if we get enough people to come out to this show, then we'll have the money to do that. This week it's been putting doors back on the bus and repairing a tire. You know, so it's been – we do have a big bus. It's called the Noah's Ark, and it was named because it was kind of resurrected out of the junk. But it is as much a character, and because of that, we can't afford suits like that. But,
well,
you know,
I think that's probably
we'll do it.
A good investment.
Time. Come we need
on
to
out.
Be sparkly.
It's a good cause. It's supporting the Murphy Theater in Wilmington. It's supporting WYSO, and it's a good time. You can find out more. Go to our website at yso.org, and we'll link to all these good things. Development Director Luke Dennis, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us, Nikki.
Jerry Dear, when I like that, I'm just going to always pause. Jerry Dear.
Nice.
Thank you for being here today. And we've chosen a Statler Brothers tune here
all
to
right.
go out on. And you highly recommend it. They're a big part of the heart of what you do.
Statler Brothers is a big part of us. George Jones, John Denver, we've got a lot of everything in their own style. So if you think you've heard it, you have not. Come
everything,
out.
Everything, four-part harmony
it's
on everything.
It's all four-part, yes. It's all four-part harmonies. You'll have to decide for yourself if it's good four-part harmony, but it's all a lot of fun.
It's the Brothers and Company Variety Show this Saturday at 7:30, did
7:30,
you say? 7:30,
yes.
At the Murphy Theater. That's this Saturday, June 16th. We'll see you there. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're concerned about my happiness.